Will you form an executive if there is not a guarantee for an Irish Language Act?
Well, again, this is another issue that we have said we have not put down a red line on this issue or any other issue. We want an agreement that gives us answers and working answers on those arrangements, not another fudge or form of words. Because remember, what we got at St Andrews was what was a fudge. And
but
we
that's
pointed
a bit of a contradiction,
the
isn't it? There's no red lines, but you don't want a fudge. Will you form an executive without a guarantee for an Irish Language Act? It's a pretty straight question, Mark.
Which gives us a clear way. Which gives us a clear way forward on that, and that should include an Irish Language Act. It can also include other things, because remember, we have indicated that at an east-west level, there should be arrangements dealing with all of the native languages in these islands, and setting forward maybe a common platform, maybe even British-Irish legislation going through both Westminster and the Dáil to help support things in the broadcasting areas and things like that. So in terms of making sure that alongside an Irish Language Act in the north, that there are other arrangements that means that people can see this not in the narrow ground of our own arguments, but can see this in the wider cultural context of valuing the native cultures and languages throughout these islands.
And
that might make it more comfortable for many unionists who at the minute seem to have a problem in appreciating why an Irish Language Act matters to people.
I think the key words there that I picked up on are making sure. So will you demand an Irish Language Act before you form an executive, or are you happy to form an executive and then try to negotiate it?
No, sorry, we are working for an agreement for to make sure that when we have a new executive that it is clearly understood that an Irish Language Act will be part of the programme, the legislative programme of an assembly. Because we don't want to have a situation then where these things become hostage to which party becomes minister in which department or anything
else. Thank you. So that's a must have.
Want.
No Irish Language Act. No executive back for the SDLP.
We want an agreement that includes that understanding without doubts or difficulties or ambiguities.
So no Irish Language Act.
We don't want a breakthrough.
No executive back for the SDLP.
Sorry, that is not what we said. What we are saying is we want an outcome. Is it unreasonable to want an outcome
that means that the issue is resolved? I'm asking for your position, and it seems to me what you are saying is no Irish Language Act, no executive back for the SDLP.
I'm saying what is the aim? Let's be very clear about
what
are the
objectives.
Is it an
aim or is it a must-have? You're saying must-have in one sentence, Mark, and then you're saying an aim.
Stephen, I'm the person who used the phrase many years ago we shouldn't turn objectives into preconceived. Stephen, I'm the person who made the point many years ago that too many people in Northern Ireland make the mistake of making objectives preconditions.
So is an Irish Language Act not a precondition to the negotiation?
Clearly we're having the negotiation without that.
The question is an Irish Language Act a precondition for the SDLP to back the executive being formed?
It is a clear priority for us to get
priority is a word a politician uses when they're not going to insist on it. Is it a precondition or not?
Well, first of all, Stephen, if we don't get agreement on it, we're not going to get an Irish Language Act through an assembly because we won't have an assembly. Okay.
My goodness, Mark. Okay. Well, no wonder I get slightly frustrated. Please, can I ask again? Is an Irish Language Act a precondition for the SDLP backing an executive being formed?
We are in those talks to secure an agreement, which, among other things, will clearly give us an Irish Language Act as part of the legislative programme.
And if you don't get
assembly,
it, will you still back an executive? Please answer the question.
Sorry, and remember, the Assembly will then have to debate that Irish Language Act.
Yes.
We will then have to go through all of the details of it and all of the amendments and all of the issues.
Yes,
and we will be arguing those then.
Will you back an executive
and
if there is no Irish Language
where,
Act?
And we want a situation where that is not going to be vetoed. And remember, that's where the whole question about the reforming the rules around the petition of concern are important. Because that can ease the problem around the Irish Language Act, that can ease the problems around marriage equality and other things. So remember, the answer, we've always said that the source answer to a lot of these problems and a lot of these frustrations is getting the petition of concern back to what was actually intended in the Good Friday Agreement, which was screening to ensure equality and rights were protected, not a dead-end veto to prevent rights and equality.
Alex Kane tweets this morning, he says, I like Mark Durkin very much, but he says so much in such a short time that I often haven't a clue what his actual position is.
And what?
Let's move on.
I could say the same about Alex. I wish I had the time to come on every day and comment at my leisure in the way somebody like Alex does. Unfortunately, I don't. I get an interview like this where I'm being asked to answer particular questions, and you're trying to put words in my mouth.
Mark, I'm asking you questions about 10 times repeatedly to try to hear the words from your mouth as
them,
to what the answer is. Let me just try one more time. I wasn't going to, but I will try one more time. Mr. Durkin, is an Irish Language Act a precondition before the SDLP will back an executive? Yes or no?
We want an Irish Language Act to be part of the agreement and part of the legislative programme of the Assembly. We want that as part of the agreement. And it's only one part of the agreement that we
want
to get. So that people know that not only do we have an agreement for now, people know we have an agreement that is going to work and is going to sustain. People know that when it comes to the Assembly debating that Act, that Irish language activists are not going to find themselves having to apologise and explaining who they are and who they are not and what they are not.
More policy issues. Let's move on.
Properly.